Any further group?
Yes, Chair, good morning, Chair members. I have received three apologies. One is from Honorable Bear, he isn't on the call. The other one is from Father Bear. She's attending a conference and state committee. The other one is from Matege. She has a problem with that. Thank you, Chair.
Accepted?
Yes, noted, Chair. Yes, accepted.
Thank you.
Of course, to the dance around the time. Thank you, members. The report is generated.
Members will recall that last week we couldn't finish a presentation from CGD. The financial report was not presented. But then when we discussed with the chairperson, the chairperson agreed that CGD should not come yet because it will be a waste of resources. Then members will have to decide how they go to deal with this presentation. Thank you, Chair.
On the basis around this issue.
You should summarize the presentation last week and then give us the way forward. Why is last week? Of what happened last week so that we take it from there just to have an overview and then we can move forward.
Presented to us, and we even asked the question, and they give us all the
the answers, even though we didn't have time for the financial report. But I think it would be improper for you to summarize the financial report, because you know that even the CFO of the CGE sometimes takes time for him to finalize the report, because he could give him more of the issues around the presentation of the financial report. But it would be better if there was a system who can be even give us the information as to what they have got, what they have said in this report, especially on the financial report, so that we can be able to ask the questions. Thank you, Chair.
That might end up catching each other. There's no need for that.
We must ask me. If you have any questions, direct to me. I am being very open about it, which might even push me to then say, who is influencing you based on that? For the statement you are. Who is your teacher? What you said. And we want this building a good working relationship with the people. I really am telling you straight to this way, never do it again. Never do it again. And nothing can stop me right to make them report about what transpired before CGE can then make a complaint against this company. We're not going to destroy anybody. To make us actually go even further and investigate who actually wrote this statement for you. Change your attitude. We're here as human beings.
I think that you know that I have more than respect for you, and absolutely you of course have to feel free to raise anything with me in any platform. I just wanted to know which particular statement it was that was unbecoming, not because I'm saying, you know, that I don't know. I know I raised questions to the CGE in the last committee based on something that was sent to me. If you feel that perhaps I should have raised that with you before, or if...
Just send it there. Just send it. I was very polite when I spoke to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you now answering back and saying concern to me, it's going to push us to investigate you. Who is sending those statements to you, and then you don't respect anybody in this room, you just say those things. Very derogating. And I'm closing that now. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I was lost in the beginning, but now I'm trying. I think I'm getting your point. Because I was not sure whether that statement was raised in the National Assembly or in the portfolio committee or not, but I think I'm following you now. The questions that were raised by, or the statement that you are referring to, it's true. I think I saw it here last week, Honorable Stand. I saw that copy of the complaint. And each and every member, Chair, has the right to, you know, we are public representatives and our emails are just accessible to each and every person. So each and every person, whether in Parliament or outside, can send, you know, a complaint or a statement or something about somebody, to anybody. So I've seen that letter that was sent to Terry last week. And it is not for the first time that, sometimes back in the previous meeting, I think we were in the NCOP, we received, all of us actually, it was distributed in our chambers. We received the very same complaint that she received last week. And fortunately, CGE were open to say we've got a person within us who's doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the statement that was raised by Terry, you know, it's connected to the complaint that was raised by CGE. So I don't think there's any wrong, Chair, for the Honourable Member Terry to raise that matter. She wanted clarity to that matter, even knowing exactly that she's not going to be able to send a response to an anonymous person. But she wanted clarity to CGE. Fortunately, CGE was open upfront to say this is the matter that is before us. We know what's happening there. And even us, we are fortunate because we know at least the story behind that. So, and even in this document, your financial report, there's a page that speaks to that. So I don't think there's a trace match, Chair and Honorable Chair. I don't think there's a trace match. Honorable Standard was in order. She wanted as a member of parliament to get clarity from CGE. So that's my view, Chair. That's my view.
But the other thing that I would like to say is that
Chesity, although we do have meetings as the collective members of the stakeholder committee, every resolution that we take together as a stakeholder committee. It felt so bad that when you find out in the media that a certain member of the stakeholder committee would say no on behalf of my political party, we have taken this decision. Of which this decision was taken as a collective in the stakeholder committee. That thing should be not happen, except to say the chairperson, I know that the chairperson can say, no, as the portfolio committee, we are taking this decision. I'm talking here with regards to the protection of the victims this Omotoso thing, the case, especially with regards to jails only. We talk about it in this portfolio committee. But when I see it in the media, that a certain political party has taken a resolution to say there should be a protection of the victims or children only, alone, as if this collective was not talking about this issue as a collective, as this portfolio committee. This was not professional. But if you talk outside Parliament, then we can, because all of us, we are representing our own political party. But when we talk on issues here inside the venue, the way we are taking the resolution or decision together, we can say that on behalf of all of us, instead of using our own political party. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair, and everybody else for the comments. As far as I know, this was something that was raised by my colleague on her own. It was not something that the party is involved with or going to the press on, as far as I know. I'm sure Terry can reassure us that this was not the intention at all. She had a concern. I think it might have been better for us to have discussed this first and see how we would deal with the matter. But may I suggest that perhaps Terry is given a chance, if you don't want to have it now, perhaps in a separate meeting where we can understand what her intention was. It was clarity, but I think we should allow her to speak her mind, but not now. I respect that. And perhaps we can chat after the meeting or in your office. Thank you.
Chair?
I've just been reminded that this is now being recorded, so it is part of the record. So wouldn't it be fair for the Honourable Terry just to be able to give a quick response? I know she did show me on her computer, I think that's what she was trying to show Honourable Grace, just what her response was, so that she's given a chance to speak as well, since it is on the record. I was hoping we could just deal with this matter privately, but perhaps not. I leave it to you.
Maybe before Honourable Stanna gives the side of the story, I think I'm lost. Honourable Chair is talking about something else. So I think I'm lost. Maybe just explain in brief which statement are you referring to. The last week's incident, our meeting with the CGE, or the statement that was uttered in the newspapers, as referred by Honourable Bengu with regards to the Omotoso trial, or is there something else? But if it's not going to benefit the meeting, we can deal with it even after the meeting. But let's get a chair, maybe explain, and Honourable Standard.
Oh, Never ever.
La sikhuluma ngama protection and let come to the real abantu abamnyama abantu besifazane njalo abaqhashazwayo ngokocansi nangokwamalungelo abo. Umbuzo wami lakuqala uthi ngabe le komiti noma thina la siprotekta labantu asebereshiwe noma labantu asebebulewe laba esibabonayo ukuthi basengozini yokuthi bangaresha noma bayaresha sinaqembeshani sizo asinankinga nabo. Ngikushiswa yini lasihlala kule zinto lazicala ngisho ukuthi angeni kulolu sidaba lukamathosa ngoba mangase ngikhulume kanti nginabe khona la ngagcina khona ngibuyeke nami ngenye indlela. Yesu siyavuma abakhashaziwe kodwa nala bantu bakithi noma lezi ngane yikhona kuyofuneka ke sibe nestand nathi kuyofuneka sibe nestand nathi ukuthi siyabavikela. Yesu bona manje phethe kanjani noma bona kufanele baziphathe kanjani. Ngishiso ukuthi ngoba kuyimanje kunama-TV, kunama-radio, kunamaphepha, kunayo yonke into. Kodwa uma umuntu uthi uyabheka, iy'ngane azifuni ukulalela isixwayiso ukuthi kufanele zenzeni ngasikhathisini, ziyadlukulundela nabazali khona abazali abawuthatheli loba baze abanye bangene kulezinkinga thuinto enjalo. Uyadlula lapho angisho ukuthi angizwelani nabo, uyazwelana nabo. Kuyimanje into engiqasula ngabo hlalo khona basaqhubekayo sikhuluma lokudaba kamathosa ngoba sekulanganisila kodwa stile laba bantu basaqhubeka basakhonza kulezinkonzo basaqhashazwa kulezinkonzo ngokomnotho nangokomzimba wabo nangokwemfuyo yabo noma nezinto abanazo. Uma uthi uzama ukuthi uyoyikhuza leya nto kubona bona kuqala sihlalo ababuyayo bezolwa nawe as wena unjani uhlukumeza umfundisi wabo bayakholela kubona kusho ukuthi bona bakholela ukuthi noma angenzani ebandleni bo. Yes, this is the next time in Islando. Just want to make a school room and then there's a school back on a lot of the slang and a corner of the open. Stay away for what it is. But we should learn the solution to just the old again. Because I'm under a record of shop on who can understand this is cut you. Now that I'm a sort of a young minister. Come with a man to be born upon the ICC and in the South Africa, baby, summer to it. She bends the jam. Buy a bosha, no more wins one. Ngamthetho uqile la eSouth Africa. Ebona ngebusuke la uye kwamanye amazwe sikuvula isonto wenze noma yini oyithandayo. Ngiyadlula ke lapha. Kuyimanje. Nikhabe ngemindeni ewu-30. amafemeli ahlukene indlu enkulu lembiyona namuntu wa-75 kulala ingane laphaya ena-6 years khona ngisho under ewu-0 years yaphezulu khona ugogo lakhona 85 balala endlini eyodwa sekuthithwelele lodwa bageza endaweni eyi-1 lolu daba lwenzele ngoJuni and kuyimanje khona enye futhi indawo la kuthiwa bafihle khona laba bantu ezwa thina malida government ikhiphe imali lemali ababantu yama-taxpayer holela ikhansela holela mina as a member of parliament kodwa still mina ngikwazi ukuthatha abantu ngiyokwenza le nto esithi against yona mhlawumbe wami ngiyacela ukuthi especially emshweteni imhambe uyibuka leya nto ingane efunda angithi uyazi kuyabhalwa manje kulenga ama-uniform zizosathe kuthakanjani iy'ngane ngiqonda ukuthi yes sizokhuluma la kodwa funa kukhuluma into manje sazi ukuthi sisuka la sithinde ikhansela lakho wa-75 untombo kanye kunabantu lapha engathi uyabalalananisa ngesizulu abantu ababona ukuthi baphuzile kwamina ngithi mangena kodwa ngingena ngoba ngafunga ukuthi ngiyosebenzela abantu bakithi abamnyama akugcini lapho class ngikhuluma ngemindeni u-30 amasemeli ahlukene bayagula omunye khona ushonile la ndawo nje lesikhathi sikile sikhulu kabo hlalo ngisho ukuthi mina angikho against wokonke okwenzeka kuphathe ake sibhekeni thina ukuthi sizolosilandela lezi zinto ngiyabonga hlalo
Raised this issue with the minister, and the minister promised that she's going to go. Is that the same issue?
Mm.
Yes. The minister promised that she's going to look at that matter, but the minister will also take the councillors there and the municipality, because as national, you cannot just go in without having those people. So it maybe it's going to take 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So I think Uma Kaula must wait. Or go with the minister. Maybe the minister was also invited so that she understands how long the process will take for them to resolve the matter. I think we must pass on that one. And it's a preventative method that she's coming up with. So it's not only the latter part, it's not only when the issue has happened, but the other issue that Makaula must also have in mind was that the department which we oversee does not have the capacity to implement issues, you see. So what we found in the department is that the gender machinery is not there even in provinces. So the minister, we must try and force the minister to come up and link up with the whole gender machinery that was linked into the premier's office, into the mayor's office. So that when she, when you highlight issues here, she's able to take them into those offices. At the moment, there are no offices that link up with the minister. So she will still have some difficulties, but it will be better that the minister takes Makaula with, can Chairperson facilitate the meeting, so that the minister takes Makaula with into that situation. Because the minister must bring in the mayor so that the mayor address the minister so that it is resolved. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think let's go back to the agenda. Chair.
That's my dream. Any other matter will be dealt upon after the meeting. For now, let's move chair. Before Ms. Okara, we can start with minutes if there's nothing that we can raise in the PGE. We can adopt minutes because we've got too many sets of minutes that are outstanding.
Chairperson, may I just make a preliminary comment? I think the fact that we are referring to minutes that are so far back is really difficult because it's, it stretches the memory. And I think we should really strive in this committee that we do the minutes sooner, perhaps at the end, immediately afterwards, so that they can be relevant and right up in our minds.
because this is too far back, it's not efficient, and we can't always remember the exact circumstances. But apart from that, it seems to be accurate. Thank you.
I second the adoption of the minister.
Yahlala khona isikhathi mami ngasho kasiko kodwa lento ama minutes ayifuna ukufunda sekukude yabo nje manje la I'm confused la ngiku June 5 ngibona la mina ngikho I apologize futhi ngizothila kanjani lento ngithi ngivumelane nami ngoba lezi nto endala kaJune ofuna ngabe sayenza kudala mina ngifuna ukusho ukuthi ngangikhona
Even though I'm so sorry that we have adopted the minutes, but I would like to say that maybe if you can say what arrived from the previous minute with regard to the amalgamation of the Chapter 9 institution, that the resolution was taken that the CGE will remain, the CGE will not be amalgamated with the Human Rights Commission. And the other thing that is said here is that there was a consideration and adoption of a committee report on oversight to Northwest, which is not in the minutes. I don't know what I said.
Okay.
Oh, and also to say that we thank so much the members of this portfolio committee for the message that we provided to the deputy speaker, that all of us, we are created with one voice. And the CGE is working very hard and is doing the good job with this portfolio committee. And we are very happy that at this time, they are working hand in hand with the Ministry of Women. That is why we are getting the positive results, even though that we are very happy about that. But we would like to thank very much all the members that we have spread. It's very, because we have used other avenues. I remember that we have been taking a stand at the African National Congress in our meeting to say, no, this thing of the amalgamation should not be done, especially to our CGE. Therefore, the thing has been done. We thank so much for the members of this portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure if I get honourable member. You're saying the point number 3, the oversight report to Northwest Province is not in the minutes. It is, the member, it's on page 2, point 1, 2, 3. The Northwest report it was moved by honourable Robinson and seconded by member. Thank you.
Yeah, in the minute of the 12th of June. Okay. Also rising from the minute is the issue of the sanitary towels. Also want to commend the members of the control committee and also the multi-party women caucus on pressing the issue of zero rated of the sanitary towels. This has been able to make the treasury aware that what we have asked from them has been realized, but we would like to thank very much for all those members who have participated in all the meetings of the municipal union caucus, as well as the control committee on the issue of the sanitary towers. And also would like that even though the sanitary towers have been piloted to only 3 provinces, but we are still waiting this other provinces should be also in the pipeline for the sanitary towers, for the provision of them in all the schools.
Chair, I wanted to add that we must encourage the relationship between the multi-party and the women's committee. It did a good job, and then we must pursue the issue further, that we must have a legislation so that the whatever gains that we have made should not be reversed. So I think we must continue develop a legislation, not a framework, as cabinet is saying that we must develop a framework on the sanitary towers. We must develop a legislation that is going to force department to mainstream all the issues of women, especially women's budget. You see? So before we go out, we must ensure that we do that legislation so that when whatever that parliament will do on the sixth parliament, it will implement and force all departments not to reverse gains that were done by women. If we do a legislation, nothing is going to be reversed. So let us push on, continue to work hard. Yes. So it has shown us that if we push as a team, we can force other departments, especially national treasurers. And I want to disagree with the Minister of Finance when he did not recognize that it was the multi-party women's committee and the women's committee that forced him to do the red spring. Yes. He says that it was a tweet that he got before he made the speech to do that. Which is, I mean, he is saying he's nullifying what we have done throughout the 2 years that we have been pressing the matter with the National Treasurer. So he's nullifying what we did, our efforts. And that's how patriarchy undermines women, you see? And that we disagree as the Women's Committee. Thank you very much.
For collective work, he doesn't report.
Well, thank you, Chairperson. Before I adopt the minute, I'm not quite sure, maybe so. When can we call the department to come and brief us on the draft financial inclusion framework and gender responses, budgeting and planning? Sanitary dignity policy framework, I think it was presented at the level of the master budget, or even here, or the framework. Oh yes, so we're still left with two. Framework, your GRP and we'll find it. I'm not quite sure because I think it will be next year. The schedule is tight for the year. in closing. So with the additions made by my colleague Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, thanks Chair for the adoption. But I would also want to say that as the committee was concerned about the creation of young women's directorate, but I think we should ask or request the NYDA to give us their programs on young women to be invited to them even next year, because our program is full for now. Thank you, Chair.
No, I wanted to add an issue on the issue the 21st August. What is in the minutes is the gender-based violence. I think in our next committee meeting, we must discuss the resolutions that were taken at the summit. Yes. For the committee.
Yeah. So in addition, or the gender summit that was held in St. George's, there were years in July. But I just want to add on what Honorable Chief said, that we must find the resolutions, because we don't have them, just formally, the resolutions of that conference, yeah, gender summit, so that we can be able to discuss them further, because there were issues that were affecting us as Parliament. So we must see to it that we discuss them and process them. That's
Thank you, Chair. I just want to follow on from what was said about those resolutions, and it's possibly not relevant now, but I want to make the point anyway, that resolutions are all very well, but we've got to find out when they are going to be implemented and whether they're going to be taken into consideration with the budget processes. The MTVPS has passed, but SONAR is coming up. So we need to put pressure on people to make sure that there is going to be funding for those resolutions to be implemented, otherwise it's just going to be an empty gesture again. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. But we must focus on the funding, and that Treasury must be involved so that there is it's put into effect through the SONAR. Thanks.
Actually, I'm back to statement.
ukuthi kufanele benze njani, basaba ngisho ukukhuluma izinto ezibacindezelayo, ugcina umuntu asegula azase ngani nge-stress akazi uzobikaphi. Ake kubone kuthiwa kuyiwe mafamu emakhaya la kuhlala khona abantu. Ngiyabonga. Nomngani yini ikhanda ngishilo mshilo mfethu.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to refer to the summit which was held in Gauteng. I don't want to comment about it, I was not invited. The invitation also arrived late. My concern is with the rural people who have got problems. Now, why are these summits always held in urban areas or in cities? I think it is high time that these summits should be held in rural areas. This thing is tantamount to like discriminating the people in the rural areas because they are the ones who've got serious problems. They don't even know where to report if their rights are being violated. So I propose that the summit should be held in rural areas. Thank you.
No, Chair, I just wanted to point out that Honourable Stander wanted to make a point before Honourable Grace seconded. I think she just had to have a point. Is still relevant?
Thank you, Chair. Just on what we are discussing now, the Gender Summit, our legacy report, that kind of thing. The 16 days of activism that we are currently, recognizing or whatever. The work of this committee and the things that we've managed to influence in government is going to mean nothing when this committee disbands next year, unless every single department that is constituted next year by whichever president, because there has been the talk of the consolidation and things like that. And unless every department is required, and whether it's the director general and the municipal managers and those kinds of things who have gender transformation included in their performance management contracts, nothing is going to change. And unless every department on every sphere of government has a budget for gender transformation, nothing is going to happen. So at least, and the fact that VAT is free, there's no VAT on sanitary towels, it actually falls short of looking after the young girls who cannot even afford the VAT free. But I think that we need to be explicit, and it's a proposal for our legacy report, that we go so far as to demand that if gender equality is not just some fashionable, politically correct thing to say, then there has to be consequence management for those people who are responsible for enacting it, like your municipal managers, like your DGs, etc., and that every department and in every sphere of government has to have a line item that is dedicated. And even in their annual performance plans or their IDPs, whatever it is, there has to be a plan with a budget attached on how they plan to assist with gender transformation. Without that, Madam Chair, this committee will mean nothing.
Chair, I think what Honourable Stander and Honourable Robinson have said is what we have said earlier on. The only way is legislation. We have done this before. We have had a gender machinery. We have pushed departments to do gender budgeting. They have not done it.
And the only way to compel every department is to do a legislation. I think we agree, all of us. What we need to do now is to push from henceforth until we close that we do that legislation so that it becomes a legacy for this committee. That's all. So there's no need for us to repeat. You can put it in any other way. They have reversed the game that we did in 1994 to date. And in other departments, that they were gender budgets. They reversed them immediately the following year. So it's not like other departments did not do them. They did do those gender budgets. They reversed them. Because there is no legislation that holds each department. You see? So we will do exactly what Norway did. When Norway introduced the issue of chairpersons in companies, the companies were always saying, there are no women that we can find in Norway that can sit as chairpersons in these companies, until the finance minister introduced a legislation that there, if a company is listed on their stock exchange, if it does not have chairpersons as women, they are delisting it. That's when they put in women. Where did they find them? You see? So, same of them, it's patriarchy. How patriarchy functions is always find a way of going around us. They will make us fight each other on something that is trivial when they know that the bigger issue is for us not to get there. You see? So for us to get where we want to go is to get them into a legislation and put quotas there. In that legislation you put everything, quotas and all that. Rather we fight that legislation not to be voted inside. That's the only thing. But let's hide the legislation so that we show them we're serious.
Members, you can come with the members' team. We come up with
yeah.
the members' team.
No,
we can. Yeah, all of us can.
And then, Honorable Chair, you forgot the other part of your response. The sanitary dignity framework,
yes,
which intends to address the issue of distribution of free sanitary towels to our indigent young women. Yes. That's the intention actually of the sanitary dignity framework. What we should do is that after adopting it, we must see to it that it's implemented. It's costed and implemented. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I would also want to say that this portfolio committee, we should stand ourselves this way.
Yeah.
The issue of the summit was one of the achievements that we had, because we have been pressing that we should have a summit on gender-based violence together with the multi-party women caucus. Yeah. So it's one of our achievements, because we have been talking about the summit, that we need to have the summit, that at the end there was the summit, and we thank all the members for that. And also to say that the way the president was committing himself around the issue, we should also thank the women that were there, because they make the president even to wake up and see that there is a need as the government to deal with the issues of gender-based violence. That is why the president committed himself for the issue. But the only thing that we have to do now is to look at those resolutions thereafter we implement some of them. Thank you.
Ngiyabonga Khlalo. Khona eqinisweni ngithangibonga. Ngithi mina bona le nto yegender. Sanele iqala esikoleni.
ingane zithi zifunda la ku-SRC zibe ne-desk lunch. Iyaqamba nje iyofika emsebenzini isiyazi ngamalungelo abo. Ngoba lapho even khona nesikoleni niyabona kwenzakalayo. Kunabafana nje emncane uthole ukuthi bakhombisa kwesifazane into okwenziwa noma ikanjani bangabhulisha. Kanjalo nothisha. Noma-ke okunye kubuye kube kuhlunguka. Yabona into engiyibuke la. Bona ithisha esikoleni ehutshwa zingane othisha bezobe bemile. Instead abo bafonela amaphoyisa naye ibuhlungu. Khona lezi zinto ezingazinazo sondlulwa kanjani ey'thinta khona esikoleni ba. Leya ngane egcineni ithisha ngabe unjani kodwa ziyazale nawo umuntu wesifazane. Thina umuntu wesifazane kuningi efuna sekubheka. Ngiyabonga. Ngibuyele kulokhu akusho u-Honorable Bhengu. Yona yaba na input le-assignment noma ngangiyibuka ngingekho ngangingamenywanga kuyona. Niyazi ukuthi why noma ningangimemanga. Hlala ngicela ngangakukhona. Ngishiso ukuthi hlala. Incwadi yakho yangalilanga. Kodwa sekuhanjiwe. Already. Angisazi zokwenzenjani. Ngiyashiya lapho. Ngiqonde mina ukuthi lamto yakhombisa ukuthi abantu kade babefuna lolu suku lesamithi la bazokhipha khona iy'nkinga ababhekene nazo. Yingakho ukuthi emakhaya yadingeka. Kuyimanje kusho ukuthi kunomama othola ukuthi ugqilazwa umuntu wesilisa ngocansi. Akazi uzokwenzenjani ngenxa yokuthi le ndoda imkhokhele inkomo. Akalazi ilungelo lakho ukuthi lithini walotshoma and ukuthwala ngizizwa ngandlela enye kuthiwa kuqale phansi e-KZN ebhedini. Yingakho ngithi emakhaya kesenzeni show ke sibe nawo masamithi nokuthi le ndaba ukuthi isemalokishini isemadolobheni isemalokishini kodwa ma sekuthiwa nifuna amavoti niye emakhaya and uhlundo khuzana upresident fanele angabe manje khona indlela yegxathu azolithatha ngoba uyabona lwa muntu wesifazane owayenqunu lapha mina ngiyakuba ngenye indlela yabo abantu besifazane bufike manje ukuthi nje sisenkingeni kusho ukuthi manje ma singasibheki lokhu sibuke leya nto sizongabona bekungcono ngena nokuthi beke siqimbe sambe emgwaqweni sinqunu ngendlela esihlukumezeka ngayo singanami. Mina ngiyibona indaba yokukhuluma lami esilothi ukuthi siyahlukumeka khona umnyango khona into enzi kodwa kube kuthatha kuyimanje ngifuna nibuyele niphume la nje ningangitshelanga labantu base-75 ela muntu ukuthi nifuna nabo banze banqune noma nifuna nabo ukuthi badlwengule babulawe. Nizwi ukuthi khona oshonile lapha and abantu bayagula. Umini nesi emhludlo ngimtshelile ngalo lakudala. Gcine wathi uzoya kaza kuyeke. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dr. Kalman is your Babu Magat Police. Makao. Kuningi is a Tosha Yutape. What's the same? Ithoka yonke indawo hhayi endaweni engihlala kuyona kuphela. Izinto ziyathathwa ziriphothwe emnyangweni onayo. Cela ungasifaki isiko ukuthi ngiyakusikela. Ngoba uzongenza khehle kikhulu ngokuzokuthina engingafuni ukukwenza. Sizosebenza sonke.
Ngikunda ngingahlaliswa ngikunda le kapi endaweni eyodwa.
Ngokwakho lokho mina sengishilo bengifuna ukusho
Thank you very much, Chair, for protecting me in the chair. I move for the adoption of the meeting dated 4 September
2018.
The point is, has sort of passed us by, but I still want you just to quote one thing that Mama Karula said. Not everything about the rural areas, because that's not practical for a summit of that size. But I just want to commend and agree with her that the organization is so bad. I received my invitation the morning of when I was supposed to be there. And really, I would have thought that this committee would have been given preference, that we were given time to prepare ourselves. I had to cancel all sorts of other things to get there. I'm glad I did, because it was worthwhile. But if you who have influence with the administration could please check us that the administrators, the Office of the Speaker, the OISD or whoever, deals with things timelessly. The fact that we've got to wait so late to hear about trips overseas, and I think of our trip to the CSW last year when we heard on Monday that we were leaving on Friday. It's not acceptable. And so too with this gender summit. We need to become more efficient. Thank you.
Honorable Coco, that wasn't the portfolio box. It was the speaker. And please let it be
clear. Chair, I understand that we're all within your hands.
I haven't finished. Sorry, ma'am. Please, go, your whatever. And I've also lost
some time. Good. Thank you. I'm aware, and I thank you for that, but you who have influence need to get this up to the people who hold the reins, just to Shukumis, Kaulev, of course.
No, Chairperson, I was saying let's move forward, but we have reported this matter with the Chair of Chairs, and we apologize for that, and therefore let's move to the next meeting. But Chairperson, on the minutes of the 9th of October, I would like to commend the ARC as well as the AGFA. 9th October. Yeah. I would like to commend all of them because they were fairly presented the state of the financial performance and the performance of the department, and they also give us the challenges as well as the recommendations that they have with regards to the performance of the department. Thanks, Chair, and I adopt.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. This may be page 5, just your 33 million condolment, ne? 33 million issue. Just be specific to say condolment. And I think in the, because it's also covered in the financial report of the CGE, we'll continue to monitor it as part of our, actually it must reflect in the action plan of the of CGE. So I second the minutes.
Okay, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I just want to thank our support staff, Chair, Kashiva, Crystal, Melissa, Charlene, Domusa, Osipokazi, for all the support they are giving us. This meeting was all about the presentation by them as the support staff, more especially Kashiva and Crystal. So I move in terms of the annual report of the department. Yeah, annual report of the analysis on the annual report of the department. And this may be, how could I forget the CEO of the committee? I move for the adoption of the minutes dated 10th October 2018. Thank you very much.
And I support that.
Thank you, Chair. But just following up on what Honorable Seke said, that this is an annual report, the minutes of the 17th, I think I move for the adoption. I want to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd October, the report on the state university. Thank you.
Report of the meeting. Thanks, Chair. I second the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I would like to thank also the Secretariat for the work well done, and also would like to thank the chairperson of the CRL and to say that thanks for all the observations that were taken in this portfolio committee. And we also would like to say that next time we have to meet all of us together with COCTA and other relevant departments or portfolio committee on the issue of the religious leaders. Yeah, and to say that all the issues that we raised during that meeting, then we should also communicate with other portfolio committees. Thank you, Chair. I adopt the minutes.
Chair, before I second, I'm Chair, I just want to not congratulate as such, note the report for the information that I got. I think it's not formal, it's all that COCTA has approved the budget for the National Consultative Forum, which is supposed to be done by the CRM together with all the stakeholders. So I think going forward they will also engage us as part of the stakeholders. So I second the proposal. Thanks, Chair.
On the minutes of the 13th November, I think what is missing is the agreement that we had with the department that we we're going to plan with the strategy and the organogram together. But it is written, the department indicated that the organogram exists, and this was sent to members of the committee. No, what you need to write there is that we have agreed in the meeting that we're going to do the strategy, which is planned for December 10, 14. That must be grouped together. The strategic planning session includes the organogram and to turn around the department. You remember? We agreed with them. So that the two, you must remove there the organogram, put it there, the strategic planning. That is going to be done together with the committee. Yes. Yes. And then can I adopt the minutes with the amendment? Yes. You were not listening.
I was there, I was part of this meeting.
I think there was another meeting which I was also there, and then I attended two meetings there, but the other one I did not find. I don't know which one, but you can check on your documents. There were two meetings I attended at Good Hope. If you check your register. So who said he was there?
Thank you for the adoption of the order. Honorable members,
Parliament will be ending on the 7th of December. So
So we decided that he said to us that because of this program that is ending on the 7th of September, which is going to be the 3-9 weeks, so they won't be able to give us this this date to go to overseas, leaving the 3-9 weeks behind. So he said to us that we must change the date, of which we have changed to the 8th to the 15th of December. So that's it. So we are leaving on the 8th to the 15th of December. But the only thing that we are waiting now is for the speaker to sign for the money to go there.
Honorable members, there's one correction. The two gentlemen are not going to be going on tour with us. That was not what I thought. Whoever goes on tour can't leave because of the family. But the child was not there. We're all aware. Trail, we're pulling you out of agriculture tour. You are leaving. Thank you.
So, honorable members, we are waiting for the speaker to sign. As soon as the speaker has signed, then the chairperson will be informed. Then all of us, then we will ask for the preparing for the trip.
Thank you.
We will inform you in due course. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. Let's check.
We have a quicker way of actually doing that is in case some people's passports have expired. We have a way of working on that. So please, can you check your passport? So that we then actually process the paper. I know it's part and parcel of you. No.
Ngibonga mhlaba. Ngifuna ukwazi nje ukuthi nizosichekela nokuthi la siya khona impilo yethu izovikeleka. Nanokudla esizokudla. Ngikhumbula de siselanda le mhlaba nenkinga enkulu kabe sabi kakaka. Sasambe. Kwawona. Sonke. Mina ngaba strong because ngivele ngikhule ngenye indlela kodwa. Imost abantu abaningi balala esibhedlela, ukudla ekudliwa lapha kwakunenkinga ongayazi. Okunye bengizoku-check-a-ke, ngoba la eSouth Africa khesivumele ukuthi ngicela ngingahle kubaphethe, ilungelo lami leli, ngoba sizonikelela ukuthi inhlalo isemthethweni. Ngingakwazi ukuyithatha na.
Point of order.
I'm very
tired.
Central
man, I've passed the same way. I now call for the. Thank you very much.
I'll challenge her because I know you're telling me that I'm the 30 zones and I'm the 75. I know why I'm paying my debt, but it's a church to develop a band. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75. 75.
I'm going to go to the house.